This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. I've been reading from a 1944 article in the Roseau Times Region that told about Salo's beginning as the First Lutheran Church was celebrating its 25th year of organization. Today's story comes from that same article and concentrates more on the history of the church itself in a section called The Beginning of Religious Work in the Salo Community. It has been stated that the newcomers were all happy in their new homes, even though there were hardships in the pioneer life. In their happiness, they also were happy to thank and praise God. During the period of Pastor H.O. Hemming's ministry in the Roseau Parish, or from 1907 to 1909, we find that he held various services in the homes of these Swedish homes in Salo. Through his efforts, a Ladies' Aid Society was organized in 1908. Mrs. Jonas Bloom was elected as the first president, Mrs. J.W. Westman as secretary, and Mrs. A.O. Hatling treasurer. The organizational meeting was held in the E.O. Grafstrom home. Pastor Hemming endeavored to organize a congregation at this time, but not enough interest was shown to carry this through. However, he continued to hold services in the various homes in the community. A log schoolhouse was built in the summer of 1910 by Andrew Matson. Before it was used, it burned in the fire. The intentions were that it be used for services as well as for a school. A new frame building was built after the fire, and this became known as the Westman School, where services were held by Pastor Hemming because many of the homes were too small for all to attend. After the leaving of Pastor Hemming, Peter Dahlquist, who was the lay worker in the Roseau Parish, also held services among these pioneers from time to time. This was continued by Pastor J. E. Lindberg and J. A. Nelson, a lay worker. Pastor August Rodefeldt, a Mission Covenant pastor who had homesteaded in this community, also did some preaching. It is told also that interest lagged in the Ladies' Aid around this time. Someone suggested that the money gathered in by the Ladies' Aid be used to build a new telephone line. There were those who felt that it should be used for the building of a church instead. The result was the dividing of the funds. The Norwegian ladies to the north, who were with the Swedes, took their part and organized a new aid. Then the aid of the Swedish ladies became somewhat inactive for a few years. With the coming of Pastor Moody to Roseau in 1916, a new interest was manifested by the Salo people for spiritual things as he began work among them. Pastor Moody was also aided in this work by the help of Pastor Arvid F. Horn, who was then pastor of our church at Warroad. At the annual meeting of the Red River District held at Kennedy on January 22 and 23 in 1918, Pastor James Moody made a plea that the district petition the conference for more special aid for the mission fields of the district. This was voted to be done. In this petition, Salo was one of the places mentioned for special emphasis in the home mission field. The more or less inactive Ladies' Aid now began to meet more regularly, and then in 1918, through the efforts of Mrs. Anna Wahlberg, together with Pastor Moody, the Ladies' Aid was reorganized. This reorganization meeting was held in town in the John S. Lindberg home. Regular monthly meetings were now held. From this time on, Pastor Moody began to talk about the importance of organizing a congregation in Salo. His efforts were finally realized when on May 15, 1919, he effected an organization with those who were interested. Besides the work of the Ladies' Aid and preaching services, Sunday Bible schools were held. Shortly after the building of the Westman School, Sunday school was held there for many years. Some of the teachers of this school were Mrs. Eric Matson, Mrs. Andrew Matson, and Mrs. N. O. Christofferson. After the first school building was built in Salo, Sunday school was held there beginning about 1917. Mrs. Anna Wahlberg was in charge of this school. Mrs. Nels O. Christofferson also taught in this school after the family moved to Salo. Next week, I'll finish telling the story of the First Lutheran Church in Salo, which turned 100 years old this year. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.